control yourself. Don't try to put your blame on what happened in the past. My friend, we are talking about the future. What is your destiny? What is your calling? If Moses have held on to his past, do you know he wouldn't have had the courage to go back to Egypt? Amen. Was he stigmatized? Yes, he was. That's why he ran. But he didn't allow God to become the source or the ladder by which he will climb. The world is full of broken and wounded people in need of healing from the past. The world is full of broken and wounded people that need healing from the past. That is so rampant, especially in this part of the country. Oh, I've been wounded. Oh, the church wounded me. Oh, my father wounded me. Oh, my husband wounded me. Oh, my wife wounded me. Oh, my daughter wounded me. Oh, this wounded me. The devil wounded me. And Jesus wounded me. This is a part of the country where I see that people say Jesus wounded them. That is so. I said, how did Jesus wound you? Oh, where was he when the blacks were being maltreated? I said, okay. So Jesus wounded me. Because of that, I prefer to bow down to Buddha. So who told you that Buddha won't wound you? How many times have Buddha given you wound that you don't even know that your wound is from Buddha? The reason why Moses was able to let go of the past, be rescued from his mistakes, and be used mightily during his life is because he was totally submissive to his purpose. He was totally submissive. Deuteronomy 28:1. He was totally submissive to his purpose. Hey! What is your purpose on the face of the earth? What has God called you to do and to be? What is your purpose? Be focused on. Tap your neighbor and say, be focused.
Be focused.
Okay. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. God says, I want to bless you. God says, I want to use you. God says, I'm going to set you above all the nations of the earth. No, you are holding on to your past. You know, how am I going to, man, you know, they will look at me that, oh, aren't we all in the street together? You know, we are both in the street. And then, okay, because you are both in the street and you two, you are walking, you are sagging your pants, No, you have to make the difference. Now, if Moses hold on to the past that because he was a murderer, and every time he's always carrying a machete. There's no way we'll get to his purpose. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to stop sagging those pants. You have to dress up nicely. You have to dress up telling yourself, I know I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You have to dress up and tell the world that I am a different soul. You have to dress up and tell them that I am a new creature. Because when Moses became a new creature, instead of the rod, instead of his bare hands, Moses started carrying the rod. Now Moses became a leader of the sheep, no more a killer of the sheep. What is God calling you to do? Why don't you be focused and be submissive to your purpose in life rather than holding on to your past? You see, your past is still why boys in the street are still sagging their pants, you know, and then when they are walking, you know, I don't know what they are packing, then the son will go this way, I'll be looking, I say, well, is it that you think your dick is big or, I don't know, please help me, boys, I don't know, man, help me, you see them, hey, I'm like, what? Amen. Your past cannot determine your future. And if God is not saying it, then don't buy it. I said, if God is not saying it, don't what?
Buy it.
God said to Moses was, I will make you a deliverer, not a killer. Yes, may we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is why Moses fell. But you see, Moses didn't take because of that and refused to fulfill God's purpose, God's plan, God's calling for his life. Who told you that something good cannot come out of the hood? Who told you that? Who told you that something good, rich man, a blessed man, a well-educated man, a business tycoon cannot come out of the hood? Who told you that? The fact that you are raised in the hood does not mean you should be a hood.
Amen.
From where I come from, if by judging what is a hood, I was raised in the hood. And that's why I became a tomboy. Because I was raised in the hood. But you see, I did not allow the hood to determine my life. If I didn't tell you today, you think I was raised, right? Maybe somewhere in Bayshore, you know, rich people. Oh no, you're talking to a hooligan. That I of course, you're like, I fight men. Men is what I fight. But you see, today. Somebody say today.
Today.
If I don't tell you, right? Mm-hmm. You think I'm a very rich woman. Right or wrong? Because I didn't allow that to rule me. I didn't allow that to stigmatize me. That's what the devil wanted. But I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Moses didn't limit himself to his past. Instead, he saw an opportunity to be a deliverer. His experience helped him to look beyond what the world categorized as stigma and focus on his potentials. Focus on your potentials, not on the stigma. Oh, it's from the womb. You know, there's always a stigma placed on the blacks. When you see a black guy, a black dude riding the bike, oh, apparently he's going to Walgreens to steal, or he's going to CVS to steal. You know, that's the stigma. And meanwhile, here you are, you don't have a car because your license is suspended, you can't drive, and you bought yourself a little bike, and you're riding your bicycle to work. But because of that stigma, you all know what I'm talking about. Because of that stigma, he's on drugs, he's selling drugs. Oh, don't tell me, especially those ones with those cars. I'm like, what are they singing? Are they rapping? That's the car talking. And then if they're on bike, you see the big speaker at the back of the bike. And then when they are passing my street, my house will be shaking. The vibration, I'm not kidding. You think there's going to be an earthquake? Now, that does not mean I could still have the same car. I don't want to be stigmatized. I will have the same car and not have those speakers at the back of my car. That does not make me who I am. I need to tell you, neighbor, make the difference.
Make the difference.
Give me Isaiah 26:3. I said, be focused on your potentials. Isaiah 26:3. That will keep him in perfect peace. Whose what? Mind. Whose mind is focused on thee because he trusted in thee. When your mind is not focused, then because you came out of the hood, you start acting like the hood. But if your mind is focused on God, you see, Moses' mind was focused on God. And that's why, though he went to Midian, he ran to Midian, but because his mind is stayed on the Lord, when the Lord met him and told him, Moses, now, I want you to get up. Go take up your mantle. That's the reason why I brought you to this earth. Go forth and be the deliverer. Because his mind is stayed on the Lord, he said, yes, Lord. Ha! He didn't tell God, I'm not ready. I don't think so. I don't want to. I don't do this. You know, that's what we all are. Many of us say you are guilty. God is calling us. Take up your mantle. Now, escape your past. We are telling God, I'm not ready. Well, like my adage, I will see who will win. I will tell you, I will see who will win. Because in my life, I have not make you an example yet, then you wait for your own. Because I believe that we need to learn from each other's experience, right? I know what I went through, the fire I went through, to start where I am. Do you think I'm going to do this? Is that what you think? No! But when it was beating the day of me, seizing everything, blocking everything, and I was crying, blocking everything, and until my cousin came and said, "Cuz, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry, there's no other way. Cuz says, do his work, and he will do your work." Okay, is that what he said? All right. "Father, if you want me to do it, okay, 2 days, we'll be having all night. Let people that I never expect come." As a matter of fact, Pastor Jose was coming then, you remember? He will come, just want to visit us. I said, "Lord, if indeed it's you." He said he wasn't coming for the all night. "Father, let him come. And bring somebody I've never seen in a long time." And lo and behold, he already told me he wasn't coming. He was going to his church there. And then by 9 something, he called me. "Mama." No, by 8 or something. No, he didn't call me to tell me he was coming. No, you didn't call me. Mm-hmm. But by, we start 10. But by before 9:30, I saw him and his kids in the restaurant. And I said, "What? I thought you said you were not coming." He said, Mama, when I got to that place, I was sitting. I heard the voice tell me, "Get up! You're not supposed to sit here. Go and meet Mama in the restaurant." Mm-hmm. He said, "I became uncomfortable until I got up. Can I look up?" Okay. Probably it's just a coincidence. And then the next day, Sister Barbara, that I've not seen for years, with her kids, they walk into the restaurant. I said, "What? What there is going on?" And then all I could bust out that before me, I just started crying. Because am I going to tell him now? No. When he has given me what I ask him. Don't you think I'll be looking for death? You don't know that he will send the hunter after me? You see some, they will be blind, they will still be preaching. Ask them what to their eyes. I said, ask them what took their eyes because of stigmatization. They be stigma with something. "Oh no, you can't. What did you do? Did you not fuck somebody's husband? Did you not take somebody's husband? Did you not?" Don't let that weigh you down. "Oh, who are you? You know, were you not the one selling dope? Are we together? Did we commit that murder? Did we kill?" I said, don't let that weigh you down. The question you should ask yourself, is it who I am now? If that is not who I am now, then you have no stamp on me. Because guess what? I don't fuck no man husband anymore. Amen? Amen? Guess what? I don't snatch nobody husband anymore. Hallelujah. Because I am now a new creature. So don't put that emblem on me. Unless if you see me do it again, then you know, okay, this one is a child of hell. But as long as I'm not doing it, I'm not going to let you put a stamp on me. Because now I am blood bought, blood washed, and blood sanctified. Listen, brethren, from time to time, life has a way of breaking you emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. From time to time, none of us can escape it. Life has a way. But, now listen to this. But, if you don't take time to shake off the devastation of the past, you will never rise to victory. I repeat, if you don't take time to shake off the devastation of the past, you will never rise to victory. Maybe the mixes you made in the past seems to keep you from moving ahead into the future. Please, brethren, understand that no one in life is exempt from adversity. If you can understand that nobody is exempt, you might think your problem is high. When you hear somebody say so, you will start thanking God, "I thank you. At least I can eat. This one haven't gotten food for 5 days." No one is exempt from adversity. Give me Psalm 91. Let me read verse 14 to 15. The book of Psalms, 91, 14 to 15. Now we are going to examine some ways out of the past. Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. In verse 15. He shall call upon me. Did you hear that? He shall what? Call upon me. And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Don't let your trouble, don't let your past determine your future. Call upon the Lord. He will hear you. Now let's begin to examine. There are four ways to examine way out of the past. One, the past is over and there's nothing you can do to change it. Why cry over spilled milk? Why cry over spilled milk? Oh, I remember when my milk spilled. Okay, fine. The milk spilled. Pack it up. But ever since your milk spilled, you have drunk more than 50 billion gallons of milk. Haven't you? Why are you crying over that one past? Hey! That was what the Lord told me in December of last year that made me an unchange. He said, are you going to bring it back? I said, no. I said, but Lord, you told me. He said, yeah, I told you because it's what you want to hear. But what did I tell you at first? I said, what did you tell me at first? I went back to where I write all my prophecies and everything. You told me, move on. But I didn't understand the moving on. I would do a new thing. But I didn't understand it. I will do a new thing. He said, when I sent your brother, your father to you, to tell you the Lord told you, be focused. There's a work I want to use you to do. For that side, he said, you get contaminated. I didn't understand it. So because I don't like to pick up his call because he's not telling me what I want to hear. Amen. Come on, let me say, come on. I'm not the only guilty person, right? I'm confessing. I'm not the only person that is guilty. Because our mind is focused on something, you see? Anything contrary to it, we don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Amen. What are you telling me? What are you? God says I should. You are telling me, and they will leave you. And at the end of the day, what he said 3 years ago, now came to pass. Now I didn't know what to do. So ever since then, when they calls me, quickly, I pick up every other call on suspicion. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what he has to say. And everything, 99.9 of whatever I say, 99.9%. Come. Even if nobody believe me, I leave my house, my husband, my sister, they know. So sometimes I put it on speaker, they say, is that Pastor Luke? Forget it. Every other call on hold. I put it on speaker because I want them to what? Hear and bear. And they've heard and they've seen the one. Life! Immediately just came to pass. I say, see why I don't joke with his words? He will not me answer. He will tell you as it is. So if you like, he will say, listen to me right now! I know you don't like me right now! Yeah, I don't like you because you're not telling me what I want to hear. So who is it that said and it come to pass when God has not decreed it? The past is over, and there's nothing you can do to change it. So don't let the past rule you, my friend. Yamina, listen to me. The past is over. Move on. Look onto the holy hills where cometh your help. Amen. Whatever you have been through in the past, don't let it determine your future. No, man. Is it worth it? It's not worth it at all. The bitterness, the anger. Oh no, I'm a new creature. I said what? I'm a new creature. All things are passed away. God is saying, let me do the new thing that I want to do. Let me use you. But your past is coming in the way. He told you to put off your shoes. Because you are standing in the holy ground. No, you want to head on to your shoes. Well, let me see who will win. Number two, don't dwell on the past mistakes. It doesn't fix them. Your past mistake, don't fix them. Hey, tell me the one you've been able to fix. Show me. Show me. You're fixing what God is not fixing. God says, I have given you an open door. No man can what? Shut. And what if God shut the door? You want to open the door, God shut? You see the reason why we are the architect of cancer, right? Why we are the architect of high blood pressure, diabetic condition that we are in today? We are the originator. Because God says, I shut the door. We want to force it open. And because we can't force it open, then guess what? We begin to suffer all these anarchies. It merely hinders your ability to focus on the present and to plan for the future. If you hold on to the past, it will cause you. I'm still on number two. It merely hinders your ability to focus on the present and to plan for the future. Number three, learning from the past helps you to avoid making the same mistakes. Amen. Those who don't learn from the past are destined to repeat it. Oh yes, I can be a witness of that. You see, when God pinch you, right? What do? Run. But somebody like us, God will have to use a hammer to hit my head. Hey, okay, Lord, before we hear. But now I'm learning every little thing that happens around me. Father, where are you? Are you there? This shouldn't be happening. Then you see me, I start praying. Lord, I know I've missed it somewhere. Where have I missed it? Father, help me. Then he will speak. And when I go back to do what he wants me to do, I see the door opens again. Learning from your past helps you to avoid making the same mistake. And lastly, number four, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. I repeat, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. And that's why we call it the presence. Amen. The present. Is that what we call it? The present. Amen. I wish I have something now. If I come and give you this flower here, what am I giving you? A present. You see why we call it a present? Because it's a gift. Today is a present. Can you please take your present and not throw it away? Can you please open your package and see what God has for you? I know God is talking to us because God, brethren, woo! I feel joy in my spirit because I know God is set to do a new and it has begun. It's not God says, he said it, but now it's going to start manifesting. Even after we've paid our debt to society, or after repenting and asking forgiveness from God, someone is still going to try to remind you of the past. Get over it. I don't care what somebody will still come and say, and so what? Ha! Somebody came to me sometimes last month, or last 2 months, I can't remember. Oh, you know, some people, you know, they did it. I said, well, they don't do it no more. It is me that should clothe my people. You don't talk about my sheep anyhow. I will fight them, but I will come, of course, I will come back to you and lash you. Oh, how you should? I said, no. Those ones, they've given their life to the Lord. They've repented. So, don't bring no really accusation upon the sheep of the Most High. Because you are not their God. Because I know the same way you come to tell me, the same way you also go to tell them about me too. You don't know that? You know the same way they come to find fault about you to me. The same way the devil will go, you know, to make sure he paints me before you. Or you don't know? Tell your neighbor, get over it.
Get over it.
There was somebody still going to remind you of a past. Who says you have to be held hostage to your past? Who says? Who says you have to be held hostage to your past? If God didn't say it, then it's just someone else's opinion. If God did not say it, then it's what? Someone else's opinion. Romans 6, 18. Romans chapter 6, verse 18. Romans 6, 18. He said what? Being then made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness. You've been made free. Then, no assurance that you have become the servant of what? Righteousness. You see, Moses was made free. Now he became what? The servant of righteousness. Don't let your past rule you. Don't you make the mistake of thinking that your feelings reflect the reality. Don't you dare. Don't live by what you see. Don't make the mistake of thinking that your feelings reflect the reality. Oh, I feel. I used to have a sister in the church. Every time she sees two, three people gathering, they are just talking. Then the next thing is she calls to outside and then get angry. And then I will go. You know, I'm always, you know, everybody like, what's wrong? Sister, what's wrong with you? Well, mama, I think they're talking about me. Who? Well, the spirit told me. What? The spirit cannot tell you how to change, but the spirit will tell you they're talking about you. The spirit cannot tell you how to worship him, but the spirit is always telling you, when you see two, three people, they're talking about me. But the same spirit cannot tell you how to change and how to respect your husband. How not to treat your husband? Jose, sit down there. Jose, get up. I'm talking to you. Jose, get up. Jose, sit there. Jose, Jose. Is that not how we, some women do? But I ain't lying. That's what we, some of us do. And then maybe you see me with Brother Jose. We're talking, we're just laughing. Oh, bro, oh my God. And then the next thing is, honey, what are you doing there? Why are you standing with Brother Jose? Oh, trust me. The state I am now, I will just turn and look at you. I said, can't you see that we are boyfriend and girlfriends? We are lovers. We are planning on how to go meet in the hotel. So get over it. No, I'm just giving you example. I'm not saying that all women are good or all men are good. There'll be bad eggs. But don't let what you see, what you feel, becomes what? A reality. Please, I'm begging you. What you feel in your life, what you thought, please, please, let it go. Tell your neighbor, let it go. You may not be able to control the thought that comes to mind, but you can control the thought that dwells in you. You can't stop the devil from bringing thought in your mind. Commit suicide. Can't you see? Look at John Boone. He's rich. Didn't both of you sell dope? But you see, you left selling dope. John Boone now is rich. John Boone now is this. John Boone now is that. Yeah, the thought will come. But you are to what? Satan? John Boone may be rich, but I am richer than John Boone. Because my richness is in the kingdom of God. John Boone don't have what I have. I have the truth. I have Jesus. John Boone don't have it. You can't control the thought that comes to mind, but you can control the thought that dwells in you. Oh, therefore, commit suicide. No, the devil, get behind me and don't come in front of me. Amen. Devil, get behind me. Yeah, you know, we always say, devil, get behind me. Get behind me, Satan. Satan will say, okay, you ask me to get behind you. I will get behind, but I will come in front of you. Since you want to leave, no, I will come out there. You pushing me to go to the back? No problem. I'll just come in front of you and lead the way. You can't stop it from bringing thoughts. You can't stop people from calling you names. But you can stop yourself, right, from what you allow in. And you don't need to have all the education to be rich. Did you hear me?
Amen.
You don't need to be a PhD, a master's degree holder. Oh, at least I have 2 degrees now. No, I have 3. But where am I ending? I'm preaching, right? I'm supposed to be out there working on my field, being a psychologist. VA needs me. Sister Emma, I have here needs a lot of psychologists. I was even coming to ask you. I want to come so that they can sponsor my PhD. But I don't want to go to school and have Methuselah. I don't see me where. How am I going to study? Tell me. How am I going to read? Because even all the ones I have, am I working with it? No. I'm in a restaurant cooking, bro.
PhD.
In kitchen.
What?
PhD in kitchen.
PhD in kitchen.
Natural resources.
But you see, God is blessing, right?
Amen.
I'm just telling you to let you know. Come on now. Come out of that stigma. Escape your past. Your past don't become your future. Don't entertain thoughts that drags you down. Don't you dare entertain thoughts that drags you down. But embrace those that elevate your mood. Embrace the thought that elevates your mood. There are some people that are very good. Right now you are laughing with them. The next moment, they will not pick up your calls. Everyone here is guilty, but some are changing. Every one of you here is guilty of that. Because you allow your thoughts to weigh you down. Instead of you to let it increase your mood, your pastor will be calling, you'll be looking at a number. Now I said I know what to do. I also leave a voicemail. I know your eyes are wide open, or your eyeballs are wide open. You're looking at my number. And I know God is watching you looking at my number. I'm going to be leaving such a voicemail now. Remember, brethren, if God didn't say it, then it's just someone else's opinion. Did you hear me? If God didn't say it, it's just someone else's word. Give me Lamentation 3:31. Give me Lamentation 3, my favorite scripture. Who is he that said it? Lamentation of Jeremiah. He's a lamenter. He laments so much like me. Lamentation 3:37. It's not 31. Sorry for messing up your note. Yeah, Lamentation 3:37. Who is it that said? Did you watch the screen? Who is it that said? And what? It cometh to pass. When who? The Lord commanded it not. I said God didn't say it. It's what? Someone else's opinion. What did God say? You are a man of God. You are going to be wealthy. That's what God says. What did God say? You are a woman of substance. That's what he says. What did God say? You, oh my God, you are going to become an evangelist, a warrior. What did God say? You, your lifestyle, your testimonies will make you the great evangelist. That's what God says. What did God say, bro? God is going to use you to stop men from going to jail, to show them. That's what God says. Now, why you are not functioning? Who bewitched you? Why are you letting what you want to stigmatize you to where you don't want to? You are afraid. You are afraid to stand. Somebody says, I don't know how to, because of what happened in the past, I'm afraid to talk to people. Well, yeah, you are afraid because you know, maybe you are thinking, you're going to do it again. But if you know, and you know that you know, and you know that you know I'm not going to do this again, then open your mouth wide and let God fill it up. Open your mouth wide and let God bless you. Oh, I said I will see who will win. I'm here. You don't want to do it now? Wait, it came out of my mouth already. It is never too late to break the chains of stigma of your life. It's never too late. There is still a divine plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. The Bible says, the thoughts I have towards you is of what? Peace. Give me Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 13. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We are very good to quote the scripture. For I know, we say, The thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil to give you and what? Expected. And now, what is your expectation? Give me the next verse. Then shall you call upon me. Then, listen, then. That means you have to do something. Then, when you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will what? Hearken. You see, God is not happening because you are not on the road of expectation. Now, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your hearts. Search God with all your heart, not with stigma that they've labored on you. Who do we turn to if we don't believe in God? Who? Let your life be an example to all. Give me Titus 2:7. Let your life be an example to all. Let the mistakes you have made become an example to all to learn from. Titus 2:7. In all things, showing yourself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing what? Uncorruptness, gravity, and what? Sincerity. God is not interested in your past, but God is interested in who you are today. Now, if there's someone who inspires you and his principles reflect the positive possibilities and potential that you desire, find out what that person believes and seek to understand what gives that person the hope, the power, and the motivation to continue. Don't look for the bad part. Look out for the good part. Whatever you see, man, this person is more than I thought. Now find out what is it that caused them to be. What motivated them? What did they do? I'm not talking of going to sell dope now. Or going to rob a bank. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking of people that have made it alive. Genuinely. Search. Don't look at their fault. But search what is the thing that made them what they are in God. In closing, brethren, I say to you, observe the signals that life is sending you. What is God sending you? Even I am here, I'm seeing all the signal God is sending you. And I'm here laughing at some of you. I see it. You can't even see it. Some of you know it, but you ignore it. I see it, and I'm laughing. All I say, Father, help them. Well, God, please, don't kill them for me. Lord, please. Just, it's okay, Lord. You know I can't stop you. You have to do what you have to. I'm seeing all the signals. But I pray today, brethren, observe the signals that life is sending you. And allow yourself to submit to the purpose. Allow yourself to submit to the purpose, plan, and destiny for your life. You cannot understand what you are running away from. He who fights and runs away will live to fight another day. You cannot understand if you keep running. Keep running. What is chasing you? Wait. Confront it. Face your giant. Tell your neighbor, face your giant.
Face your giant.
When adversity is staring at you, when your giant is staring at you in the face, don't back away from it. Rather, confront it. I said what? Confront it. Though it takes courage, but more importantly, it takes a belief in yourself that says, I can do all. David said, I can do all things through Christ, not through his strength. But what? Through Christ that strengthens me. You see, Christ strengthens David, and that's why David refused to use the sword. But David saw the need to use the stones. The five stones signifying Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. He knew that Goliath, the sword can kill you because David was a dwarf before Goliath, but he knows the one that is taller than you, greater than you, bigger than you, more wealthy than you. His name is Jesus. So he picked up Jesus just at J. Goliath was on the floor.
Amen.
I said, take courage, brethren. And more importantly, it takes a belief in yourself to say, I can. Are you promising tonight that you can? Are you promising this month that you can? Are you promising that from today, a life is going to take a new turn? Don't limit yourself. Escape the past. The past have led you this way. But God loves us today to bring such a word like this. He said, tell the church, I'm here to do a new thing. Be among those new things. So that when you call, he will answer. So that he can give you an open door that no man can shut. And I leave this with you. Psalm 30 verse 5. The book of Psalm 30 in verse 5. The book of Psalms. It says, for his anger, right? Endure but a moment. God's anger is past. God is here with the power to forgive you. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. Tell your neighbor for joy.
Joy.
I can hear you. Joy. Rise on your feet and shout joy.
Joy.
I say shout joy.
Joy.
I say praise joy.
Joy.
I can hear you.
Joy.
Tell yourself joy.
Joy.
Tell yourself joy.
Joy.
Tell yourself joy.
Joy.
Tell yourself I got my joy back.
I got my joy.
Tell yourself I got my joy back. You have lost it.
I'm
not going to let
the
past determine my future.
Not
anymore.
But joy.
But joy.
But joy.
I said, but joy.
But joy.
My joy cometh in the morning. And this is my morning. And this is my morning. And I give God a praise for it. Give the Lord a praise.